Well.
They say, they call that a free, what, when they send you something in the mail?
Lanyap. You didn't ask to buy the lanyap, and that was great down here. You'd buy, they make fun of that, though. You buy a nickel of red beans and a dime's worth of poke, and then you'd get lanyap. And what did you get? You got salt, or salt and pepper, or you got a can of tomatoes or something to cook that with, you know? And you go down and buy a beer, and you get lanyap of what do you call these, pretzels, which are the salty things you drink with beer, you know? And we had quite a bit of lanyap down here. When I'd go to the grocery and get a loaf of bread and a bottle of milk for my mother, I never asked them to give it to me. I wouldn't ask nobody. I was independent. They'd give you these little animal crackers, they still make them, you know. And I'd come home and bring them to the pet dog. He was in the alley, and he'd be waiting for them cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the good old days, like you say. And they really were nice. Everybody was happy. Nobody's satisfied today, no matter how much they got. Ain't it true?
When did flour used to come in? Flour.
Just like any other time, sack of flour or a bag of flour. If you bought a pound, it came in a paper bag. If you bought 5 pounds, it depended on the men manufactured the flour dealer. You see, when I went to New York, we passed that place Ballard's up there. It's near. It's right. It's in the Buffalo. Kick, shuffle off the Buffalo. It's on your right.
The place where they would get, say, molasses would come in a what? In a big?
Come in a keg. Oh, now they put it in bottles and sell small portions. Used to buy a little keg, 5 gallons or 10 gallons.
Yeah.
Now, I never had no dealings with that. It's just my memory of reading advertisements. We didn't deal that stuff, so I really should know nothing about it, but I read everything. I used to be an inveterate reader and got my knowledge out of books and advertisements, see? But ordinarily, city people don't live like the countries. The countries have biscuits and syrup in the morning. City people don't have time. Yeah. Now everybody's gotten into the city, too.
What would y'all have for breakfast when you were young?
I don't know. I can't remember that. But we had the regular things. Didn't pay attention to that.
Yeah.
I had to go to school because there was no time to make biscuits.
Yeah.
Well, I have a sufficient, my mother feed me well. Germans always cook well. You never went on an empty stomach anyway. You got a breakfast, you got a sandwich or two to take, a piece of fruit in a bag to school.
Yeah.
But I used to come home the last 3 years of my school life. I went home for, I got bigger and I couldn't watch traffic and didn't get hurt, you see. But when I was small, Mom would put me a sandwich in a bag and an apple or orange or a piece of candy or a piece of cake, always some little dessert. It would last till you got home. Then you, if she was cooking roast beef, you'd get a little saucer with a piece of bread and a slice of meat. Not too much, so you'd have an appetite to eat your dinner later. A little snack, you know?
Yeah.
Now they take a Coke or ice cream or snowball, but that ain't nourishing. You need a little nourishing.
Yeah, a Coke is just a...
Yeah.
You mean by that, you mean a...
Something substantial.
Well, when you say Coke, you mean...
Well, any soft drink, you could say.
Yeah.
Some people don't drink Coke, they'll drink 7-Up or something.
Yeah.
Root beer.
But you drink Coke, right?
Milk, yeah. I like Coke.
Yeah. Did y'all ever have any animals here in the area? Do you ever remember people raising any?
Oh, yeah. We had a cat and a dog. We had 7 cats one time. They multiply on you, you know. Mom says, now that's the limit. They'd all be walking on the fence. Oh, I had my share of cats and dogs. I was only a child and I got by with that. I loved animals to this day yet.